This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference, stories featuring organizations in our listening area that make our communities a better place to live. The number of people that are diagnosed with diabetes continues to sharply rise across the United States. The American Diabetes Association reports that almost 26 million children and adults in the United States have the disease. Reports are that 79 million Americans have prediabetes, which is blood sugar levels that are higher than normal but not at diabetic levels. In prediabetes, damage is occurring in the body and the stage is being set for diabetes. Those who have the disease are also more likely to have heart attacks, cancer, and other conditions. The NEA Baptist Charitable Foundation has a program called Wellness Works, which helps those who are struggling with diabetes, cancer, and cardiopulmonary issues to improve their quality of life. Wellness Works is located at NEA Baptist Clinic Wellness Center on Phillips Drive in Jonesboro. Jennifer Martinez is director of the program and tells who can participate.
They usually have diabetes, or if it's cardiopulmonary, they could have hypertension, heart attack, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and cancer. It could be any type of cancer.
Those who are enrolled in the Wellness Works program are referred by a doctor. Wellness Works is a free program that's monitored by physicians and incorporates a 12-week membership to the NEA Baptist Clinic Wellness Center, weekly group exercise classes, and an education component. Martinez says education is a key part of the program.
It is, through teaching them about nutrition, teaching about the side effects of the illness and ways you can avoid those. Yeah, it's all patient education.
According to Martinez, there are numerous education sessions that are part of the 12-week program.
Well, we have three different classes, so three different teachers that teach the diabetic program, the cancer program, and the cardiopulmonary. And so each class is geared specifically towards that particular illness. So our diabetic educator, Amber Toombs, will teach them how to manage their diabetes through carb counting and, you know, things of that nature, how they can monitor their blood glucose. And the cardiopulmonary class will teach them how to keep their blood pressure down and what things to eat to help monitor that or mediate that, and then cancer, how to avoid a recurrence of cancer possibly, and to just to take care of yourself while you're going through treatment.
Amber Toombs is a registered practical nurse at NEA Baptist in Jonesboro. She is a diabetes educator and has participated in Wellness Works for 3 years. Toombs says the program is valuable because of the combination of education, fitness through the gym membership, and weekly goals. Toombs says the program has made a difference in the lives of those who have gone through the program and stuck with it.
You know, we do the program twice a year, the diabetes part, and I've seen, you know, typically we have 10 to 15 patients go through it. I've seen people lose weight, get off medicine, decrease medications, overall health is improved. I have some patients who were in the first program that I did and still are going to the gym, still off their medicines. Their blood sugars are very much improved.
According to Toombs, the physical fitness portion plays an important part because she says 10% of body weight lost equates to 50% reduction of diabetes complications later. She says weight loss and lifestyle changes can help keep diabetes under control. Toombs tells why obesity is a major factor when it comes to the disease.
The problem with type 2 diabetes is cell resistance. And when you have a lot of fat cells, then you have more cell resistance because there's more cells that can be resistant to your own insulin. So therefore, that causes diabetes to be worse. That's why being overweight is a risk factor of diabetes, because there's more cells that can be resistant to that insulin.
And Toombs tells what she covers in the education component.
I do the education portion. So every other week we meet and do education. And it starts very simple with what diabetes is, because a lot of times patients are diagnosed and that's it. They get no other information, don't really even know what diabetes is, only that their blood sugar's high. So we start from the very basics of here is diabetes. Then we go into food. This is what you're supposed to eat, how much you're supposed to eat. you know, all through exercise, diabetes complications. So the goal is after their 12 weeks, you know, I tell them hopefully they'll be a partial diabetes expert, at least for themselves.
And Toombs tells why diabetes is such a major problem in the body.
1 in 3 people have diabetes and either know it or don't know it, which is huge. And the problem with diabetes, it affects every organ in your body, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, because the blood sugar, you know, blood goes everywhere. So if your blood sugar is high, it can affect everything in between, your eyesight, your kidneys, your heart, your legs. And it's kind of a silent disease. So you can be having these complications, the damage is occurring, and you don't know it, which is bad because people typically, I see a lot of patients who say, but I feel okay. Even though you feel okay, if your blood sugars are high, that damage is occurring.
According to Toombs, educating patients on how to manage blood sugar levels and what to do can help manage the disease. While there's no cure for diabetes, she says the program can help keep it under control.
There's no cure for diabetes, so technically, no, it can't be reversed, but we can control it with diet and exercise. So a lot of times, you know, we do have patients who say, well, my diabetes went away. Well, it didn't go away, you're just controlling it, which means when you stop exercising, you stop watching what you eat, the weight comes back on, guess what? The blood sugars are going to go back up as well.
While diabetes is a major focus of the education program, there are also programs for those who have cancer and heart issues. The risk of cancer increases as people get older, with the American Cancer Society reporting that 77% of all cancers are diagnosed in persons 55 years of age and older. The Centers for Disease Control reports about 600,000 people die of heart disease in the United States every year, and heart disease is the leading cause of death for both men and women. More than half of the deaths due to heart disease were in men. Coronary heart disease is the most common type of heart disease, killing more than 385,000 people annually. And officials report that African Americans and Caucasian Americans are at highest risk of developing cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. Director Jennifer Martinez says the program has helped those who've gone through Wellness Works. She tells what one of the problems is.
The biggest challenge is probably to get people to commit to it, to really care about themselves and want to make the change. You know, oftentimes we're so busy taking care of everyone else in our lives that we really forget to take care of ourselves. We can't help anybody else if we don't take care of us first.
And those who've gone through the free program have a better quality of life.
It's a great program. We have seen so many successes from it. We've seen people continue on at the gym. That's a big thing. They get a free 12-week membership to the NEA Baptist Clinic Wellness Center. So that's a big plus. So we see many of them continue on after the program, and they're doing great.
Wellness Works is funded through the NEA Baptist Charitable Foundation, which also supports the Centers for Healthy Children, a Medicine Assist program, and Hope Circle. More information on these programs can be found at www.neabaptistfoundation.org or by calling 870-336-1421. This is Making a Difference on KASU. Stories featuring organizations in our listening area that make our communities a better place to live.